Good morning, and good morning to all of God's children. It is a joy and a privilege to hear your voices this morning. It's a joy and privilege to know that the Lord is still on the throne. He's still in charge. He still has all power in his hand. This morning when I rose, the old saints used to sing, I didn't have no doubt. I knew the Lord would bring me out. We went through a whole lot last night. Just the mere fact that you are still alive is a living testimony of the goodness, the awesomeness of God. This morning as we come together, the Lord is saying to all of us, me and all of you, I'm looking for consistent faith. That's what he's saying to us today. I'm looking for consistency. We often are very, very capricious when it comes down to our faith in God. One minute we believe him, the next minute we don't. One minute we are feeling good about our faith, our walk with God, the next minute we are having a lot of doubt. The Lord is saying on this morning, I need for you to make up your mind, will you trust me or will you just be inconsistent? Because inconsistency does not give you what the kingdom has for you. You have to trust God when trusting him doesn't even make any sense. Did you yet not know that God is the God who never fails? Did you yet not know that God has all power in his hand? Did you yet not know that God can do anything but fail? The old saints had it right. He can do anything but fail. Failure is not a part of his nature, and neither is it a part of his will for your life. Where you are may be a little devastating to your flesh, but it is building the character of your faith. It is building the character of your being. You have to trust that God knows exactly what he's doing. He has you exactly in the spot he wants you to be. He has not brought you this far to leave you now. Do not believe what is going on around you as a reality that's going to attack you. It can't attack you. You're covered. You're covered by the precious blood of Jesus Christ. Many of millions of other people have gone through what you're going through, and they did not survive. You cannot allow them not surviving to believe that God has not protected you and God is not keeping you. God wants you to be the miracle that testifies of his goodness. God wants you to be the miracle to testify of the impossible becoming possible. That's why this morning the Lord laid in my spirit to say to you and to myself, consistency is needed. It's needed. See, it's easy to thank the Lord and to praise the Lord when everything is perfect and when all the money is flowing the way it needs to flow, when all the bills are paid, when everything is going in your favor. It is so easy for us to believe, to trust, and to stand firm in who God is. But let me be honest with you, when you're up against a wall, when your back is at a place where you don't understand how it's going to turn out, it's very difficult. But God is saying, can you trust me in the hard moments of your life? Can you trust me in the uncertain moments of your life? Can you trust me when the ground you're walking on is unstable? God is a God who will hold you. God is a God who will pick you up. God is a God who works everything together for your good. This morning, I rise to testify that if you are consistent with God, you will see he's a miracle worker. You'll see he's a burden bearer. You'll see he's a heart fixer and a mind regulator. If you are consistent with God, you will see there is nothing that is too hard for God. This morning, I want you to be thoroughly convinced that if you be consistent in your faith, which means the little things that happen in your life, you trust God for his direction, his leadership, and his keeping power. For the big things that are happening in your life, you trust God to keep you and lead you through and to give you the power to make it out. Because, see, when you're consistent, it gets God's attention. The woman who had an issue of blood, she went many places and she went and seen many doctors. No one helped her, but her consistency was her faith. She said, if only I could touch the hem of his garment, I'll be made whole. Being a woman in that society did not put her at the front of the line. When Jesus was to pass by, it was to be surrounded by a bunch of men because the women were to be in the back. But she was consistent in what she believed, and it got Jesus' attention. Many people were pushing and touching him, but when she touched him, he had to stop and ask the question, "Who touched me?" The disciples could not understand it because the disciples felt, "Everybody's touching you." No, somebody who is consistent in their faith, touch me. If you want from God the things you've been praying for, you must be consistent. You got up this morning for the 5 a.m. time of prayer and meditation, and the Lord is giving you this direct word. I want you to be consistent. You cannot be wishy-washy based on your mood towards people. Well, I don't like them this week, so I'm not going to deal with the Lord this week. The Lord has never failed you, and the Lord has never done you wrong. Don't allow people, circumstances, or situations to block you from being consistent in your faith. Your walk with God does not open up to excuses. I would do this, I would do that, but there is no buts when it comes down to being consistent with the Lord. If you look over the totality of your life, you will quickly discover that he's the only consistency in your life. People have come and people have gone. People were with you and people walked away from you. But God has remained faithful. He was faithful when you were crying. He was faithful when you were celebrating. I beg you today to hear the top of the hour word, consistent. God wants consistency out of your life. He wants you to recognize who he is and what he's able to do. Not just in the celebratory moments, but in the screaming, the shouting, and the fearful moments of your life. Because it is in the fearful moments of your life where he is made strong, where his power perfects your power. You can't win without the Lord. You can't survive without the Lord. You can't make it without the Lord. So instead of you being opposite of only sticking with him when you're happy, it is when you are not happy, when you have to cling closer to God. Job had a moment when everybody was on him and telling him, curse God and die. Just get out of your misery. Job said these words, naked I came into this world, and naked I shall return. You cannot allow the things and the stuff that maybe you've lost to hinder you from your commitment to your God. God is a good God. He's a good God when we are bad children. I want you to be consistent in your faith. I want you to walk away from this call today and say, if nothing else in my life lines up the way I want it, I'm going to be faithful to the call of God on my life, to the faithfulness of the God of my life. You are scheduled for a miracle. You are scheduled for a miracle. The miracle will not land in the lap of the one who is inconsistent because you can't be trusted. Oh, that was good. Pastor, that was real good. I know, because he's not just talking to you. He's talking to me too. You must be, we must be consistent. If the miracle that we've been asking for, if the miracle that we want, if the miracle that is scheduled for our lives is to manifest itself, we must be consistent. Because it is in our consistency where God can trust us. He can trust us with more. He can trust us with health. Because see, some people, if God healed them, they'll forget about God. Some people, if God paid their bills, they'll walk away and start hanging with people and forgetting about God. But if God knows that you can handle the miracle, if God knows that he can get glory out of your life for the miracle that's scheduled for your life, then he'll bestow it upon you because he's looking to trust our character. Consistency is your word today. It's not about you calling somebody and telling them, well, the pastor said, you must be consistent. No, this word is for you. You have to be consistent even when you don't understand why you have to trust God in that moment. God is ready to heal you. And I'm not just talking about a physical healing. There's a mental healing that may happen. There's a financial healing that may happen. Whatever the healing is of that is that which is broken in your life, God is saying, I'm the one to solve it. As a matter of fact, all week long, I've been preparing the Word of God for Sunday's message. I'm going to reintroduce to Ezion Fair the concept of God, because the Lord's been working with me. We see so much going on around us. Suicide is up. Problems are up. People anxiety is up. And it's really because God is down in a lot of people's lives. He says in his word, if my people who are called by my name would humble themselves and pray and seek my face, turn from their wicked ways, then I'll forgive their sins and heal their land. But listen to me. I want to reintroduce God, because back in the day, our parents, our foreparents, didn't have anything, but they had God. That's why they could sing, oh, happy days, when days were troubled, misery was everywhere. Because when you have God, that which is around you does not affect you, or does not affect that which is inside of you. And I'm going to really do this series. Now, I don't know how many sermons are going to come out of it, but God says, instead of you doing the other stuff, I just want you to reintroduce my family at Ezion Fair, the concept of God. Because when you're troubled, that's the only one person who can solve it. When you're hurting, that's the only person. People run away from it, but that's why we're in trouble. Because the people of God is not clinging to God. And God is saying, way with trying to be important. Way with trying to be impressive. Do away with trying to be fake and phony for people. He's saying, I want you to trust me for who I am. My nature is to heal you. My nature, this is God speaking. My nature is to deliver you. And my nature is to set you free. Yes, I want to introduce the concept, because some of us have forgotten about who God is. We're so hooked up in our religion that we forgot there's a relationship that is dying to happen. He'll get you through the valley and the shadow of death. He'll get you through the hurt and the harm. He'll get you through the sickness and the storms of your life. But you got to know who he is. You got to know that he knows you. And he knows your name, and he knows your circumstance, and he knows what you're going through. You got to know who he is. This morning, I start off with consistency. I want you to be consistent with your God. Be consistent in your faith. It's going to bless your life. It's going to heal your life. It's going to deliver your life. The text this morning is Isaiah chapter 41 and verse 10. That's Isaiah chapter 41, verse 10. I just want to read the B part of the text, because what I'm sharing with you is really birthed out of what Isaiah was prophesying to the people. Isaiah chapter 41, verse 10, the B part of the text. Listen to what it says. Do not be discouraged. I am your God. God is speaking directly to them through the prophet. God is speaking directly through me to you this morning. Do not be discouraged. I am your God. Here's the word I want to give you today. I told you earlier, be consistent in your faith. But this is what I want to share with you at the bottom part of the hour. God's words directly. I am your God. I want you to walk away today hearing that in your ear. I am your God. When you're looking at the doctor's report, I want you to hear it. I am your God. When somebody call you with the bad news that may want to devastate you, I am your God. Which means I got all power and I can fix all things. Which means I created the earth, the heavens, and it's all under my control. That's why the Lord is saying, be consistent in your faith. You can't trust me for the little things. You got to also trust me for the big things. He says through Isaiah, tell the people, do not be discouraged. Don't let what your eyes can see. I am your God. I am your God. The power and response to your circumstance, hear me somebody, is rooted in the strength of your faith to trust and rely on who God really is. If you don't believe God is real, you're going to act like he ain't real. But if you really believe that God is real, you ought to act like it. You ought to act like God is real in your life by trusting him, by believing him, by standing firm in his word, by standing firm on his promises. Listen to the one that everybody knows. I'll never leave you, nor will I forsake you. Yes and amen. He's already given you the answers. Now you have to be consistent in your faith. You have not because you believe and rely not. That's why you don't have. That's why the miracle has not been bestowed. You've got to be consistent. You've got to know that God is able, and you got to walk like it. When the Bible says, speak those things that be not as though they were, it's saying when you see something that is not, you just go ahead and walk in as if it is. And you'll walk right into it being. That's what God is saying to us. That's where God is with us right now. Discouragement is the tool of the enemy to block our advancement. Trust that God knows what he's doing and that he has all power in his hand. I need you to trust that today. Whatever you're going to do, wherever you're going to be, I need you to trust that today. I need you to trust that God knows what he's doing. I need you to trust that God will work it out. I'm on the phones quite often talking to the saints. I'm visiting the saints in hospitals. I'm there trying my best to remind people of the hope that is found in Jesus. Our God will never leave us. Our God will never forsake us. You got up this morning. You didn't get up for some preacher to just give you a motivational talk. But you got up to be reaffirmed that God is real, that God has all the power, that God has all the authority. What is it that God cannot do? What is it that God cannot fix? What is it that God cannot turn in your favor? Listen, the Word of God says he gives us beauty for our ashes. What does that mean, Pastor? That means when everything is burnt up in our lives, he brings beauty to it and blesses our lives. He gave Job double for his trouble. And listen, Job is no better than you. God has no respect of person. He wants to bless you the same way, but he's looking for consistency. He's looking for you to trust that he knows what he's doing. And the Bible says, my favorite scripture, and we know that all things work together for the good of them who love God. If everything is working together for the good of them who love God, then why are you upset because of this happening and that happening? Everything happens for a reason and in a season. And when the reason and the season has been fulfilled, You come forward stronger, powerful, and mighty. The one who is your God, the one who is your God, is the one who created and is sustaining this whole world, which means the answer is in him. And today, that's the word I want you to walk away with. Consistency is important because God has whispered in your ear, I am your God. While you're walking down the street today, he's saying to you, I am your God. While you're listening to reports or watching your money and your bills and all the stuff that's around you, he's saying with consistency, I am your God. Don't you allow nothing to get between you and your God. Let your faith get stronger in the circumstance that you are currently in. I am your God. That word is what blessed me early this morning. That word is what's going to emancipate you from worrying about stuff you cannot control, worrying about stuff that you have no authority over. He has all power. He has all control. He has all ability to do anything he chooses because God is God. And that God said, I am your God. Trust me and don't doubt him. He'll bring you through. Here's the question. What does it mean for the Lord to be your God? Because I think sometimes we don't ever really think about the fact of what does it mean? What does it mean for the Lord to be your God? Child of God, I want you to hear me this morning. Number one, it means your safety. You're worried about all this stuff around you. You're protected. You're under Secret Service protection. You saw when the gunman was trying to get into the ballroom, you saw them guns came out in front of the president to make sure he was shielded from anything hitting him. They don't even compare to what God has put around your life. You are protected. You are protected from hurt, harm, and danger. You are protected from illness and sick. Listen, your body can be sick, but God can heal it. He's looking for consistency. You can be broke into your last dime. He'll open up the fountain of blessings and re-bless you. You have to be consistent. So the first reason why I think the meaning of God being our God is our safety. We're protected, we're sheltered, we're cared for. The security and the safety of who we are is wrapped up in who he is. But there's another reason. Salvation. What does it mean for the Lord to be our God, our safety? And here's the next one, our salvation. Listen to me. Salvation is not just saving of the soul, but it's saving of the person. It's saving of the mind. It's redemption. It's deliverance. It's recovery. It's escape. He makes a way of escape out of the things that we think we're stuck in. He delivers us. He recovers the things that we've lost while we were down and out and thought that everything was done. Hear me. Being a son, a daughter of God, gives us the safety and the salvation that everything is going to be all right, that there is nothing that will take us out. But there's one last thing I want to share with you. What does it mean for the Lord to be your God? Yes, your safety. Yes, your salvation, but also your serenity. Yeah, your serenity. Yes, your serenity. Listen, your peace. You worry? That ain't God. God ain't got you worried. He can do it. He can fix it. Everybody around you is falling apart. You should still be held together. Because the glue that keeps you together is the God who you serve. The peace that lets you have peace in the midst of the storm is the God that you serve. Do y'all hear me this morning? God wants you to be consistent in your faith and know that he is your God. Isaiah told the people, listen, we're going through a trauma right now. Things are happening all around us. He said, but listen to me. Don't be discouraged. Don't be dismayed. Depends on what translation your Bible you're reading from. Same thing. Don't be discouraged. Don't be dismayed. Don't be disheartened. Because the Lord is your God. It looks like you ain't going to win. It looks like it's more of them than you. It looks like your health is going to come to an end. It looks like it's the end of your life. But let me tell you, that's just how it looks. But here's the truth. I've come that you might have life and that you might have it more abundantly. I've come that you might have life and that you might have it more abundantly. So that my brothers and my sisters, as I close this message to you, I want to make sure you understand that what it means to really have the Lord as your God, it means you are safe, you have the salvation, the protection, the redemption, and you have the serenity. That's your word today. Pray with me. Oh God, our Father, I thank you. I thank you for the word of God. I thank you for waking us up this morning that we may hear from you fresh. A fresh word from you means so much. Because when we almost slip, we can go back and look at the word of God. And the word of God has the promise that you will never leave us nor forsake us. The word of God has the promise that you'll be our God and that you will be consistent in our lives. And for that and that alone, God, we give you praise, we give you honor, and God, we give you glory. We thank you, God, for blessing us through the night we just shared last night. We thank you, God, that even though there are troubles on every side, you are yet faithful. So, Father, we pray your healing power. We pray your miracle working power. But most of all, God, we pray for our consistency. Let us be consistent in our faith. Let us be consistent in our walk. Let us be consistent in our talk. Who you are is who you are. Moses wanted to know, who shall I say sent me? I am that I am. I am everything you need. I am everything you would ever desire. So, Father, since we believe that, we're going to stand on it. We're going to trust you. We're going to believe. We're going to walk away from the call today believing that you are the God who heals us. You're the God who provides for us. You're the God who makes a way for us. And we thank you. We lift this morning Deaconess Claudia Jones. That's your daughter. You know all about her. You know where she is. We pray for the wisdom of the doctors. We pray, God, that the miracle that you have sent her way will be manifested in her life. We trust you, God. We understand what the doctors are saying. And it's okay because we've heard doctors' reports before. But your consistency always dictates you do what you desire, regardless of what's going on in this world. So, Father, I ask that you would go by that hospital. And I pray, God, a miracle be manifested in her life. I know you're able. And if you do it, God, we won't take any credit. Because none of the credit belongs to us. It belongs to you. We thank you for it. We praise you in advance for it. We pray this morning for the McCray family. We pray for the Evans family, the Ruckers family. We pray for them, God. We pray, God, that you will continue to bless them during this time of bereavement. Cover them with your blood and protect them from all hurt, harm, and danger. We lift this morning, Brother Keenan Hutt. Father, thank you for the miracle. Thank you for bestowing renewed strength. We pray, God, that you will strengthen him. We pray, God, that you would heal him. Let the miracle be manifested in his life. Continue to lift up Minister Cleckley. Strengthen him, God, in this moment. God, turn and return his health. We thank you, God, and we give you glory. We know that you're able to do exceedingly and abundantly. You didn't bring him this far to leave him now. So, Father, we pray for him, and we extend you to him, God, in this moment. We pray for brother and sister Charles Myers. I pray, God, that you'll continue to strengthen them. We pray for Sister Wanda Drones. Continue to lift her, God, and continue to make her strong. We pray for Sister Ashley and Sister Michelle, and we pray for Brother Ben Mobley. These are your children. And Father, you're keeping them day by day, moment by moment. The hands that touch them, God, I pray that they become your hands. and healed. And we pray for those who have brought prayer lists to this call. I don't know their names, but I know you. So, Father, you be the healer, you be the deliverer, you be the keeper, you be the watchman. Father, turn favor in the name of Jesus. And now, God, I pray for those who can hear my voice. This morning, God, you expose to us that you desire our consistency to trust you, even when trusting you does not make sense. So, Father, we trust you today, and we honor you today. We give you glory, and we give you honor. Be with us, Father, and stand by us. This is our prayer. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Jesus, always will be with us. Thank you, Lord.
God bless you, Pastor Craig.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. I'm blessing everybody.